Greetings, I'm Eric Crossley, and welcome to Making a Difference, Season 2, Episode 5. This is our last or second to last episode of January. I wanted to say welcome to everyone and for listening. And the name of this episode is Biden Hits the Ground Running. Of course, President Biden has been very, very busy, as has Vice President Kamala Harris, in their first 10 days in office. And we're going to talk a lot about that and some executive orders that are quite critical in this episode. I wanted to say hello to our top five countries for listenership in our last episode. That's the U.S. number one, Canada number two, as always, Mexico number three, the United Kingdom number four, Germany number five. And hello to our new friends from Indonesia listening in. And I also wanted to mention Australia just because it's such a fun place. So the executive orders that we're going to be seeing and talking about are super, super important. The reason is that President Trump, former President Trump, and it feels so amazing to say that, former President Trump had a lot of executive orders that were undoing a lot of the good things that President Obama and at the time Vice President Biden did for 8 years. So after 4 years of destruction, we're starting to see a healing process with President Biden and what he is doing as far as changing some of the destructive actions of the former president. This comes to us from NBCNews.com. Now, some of the Biden's executive actions so far, in his first days in office, President Joe Biden moved to dismantle a slew of Trump-era regulations and make sweeping measures to bolster the nation's COVID-19 response. This is from Elizabeth Janowski, by the way, from NBC News. The new president also ordered the establishment of a variety of environmental protections and changes to the immigration policy. With everything else going on with COVID-19, with having a president who's a traitor to the United States, along with most of the Republican Party, trying to overthrow our government, we haven't been thinking quite as much about climate change, but it is a very, very important area. So these aren't all the executive actions, but let's talk a little bit about some of the ones in the past few days that kind of stood out. This is an interesting one. On day one, President Biden made an executive action. He has a memorandum freezing approval of rules passed in the final days of the Trump presidency. According to President Biden's memorandum, all new and pending rules passed in the last days of Trump's tenure will be reviewed by the department and agency needs. An executive order rejoining the Paris Agreement on climate change, fulfilling one of his top campaign promises, President Biden committed to putting the U.S. back in the Paris Agreement on climate change, an international pact aimed at curbing emissions that cause global warming. Trump withdrew from the agreement in 2017, citing costs to American taxpayers. So one of the executive orders was designed to get rid of any of the crazy executive orders that Trump did in his final days, and God only knows what that is. And then we're back in the Paris Agreement on climate change. And we were gone for almost 4 years, thanks to the worst president in history. And I'll mention that over and over and over again. It's not an opinion. That's a fact. If you disagree with it, then listen to some show from Russia. An executive order to promote racial equality. Let's hear a little bit from President Biden. This comes to us from The Guardian.
I believe this nation and this government need to change their whole approach to the issue of racial equity. Yes, we need criminal justice reform, but that isn't nearly enough. We need to open the promise of America to every American. And that means we need to make the issue of racial equity not just an issue for any one department of government. It has to be the business of the whole of government. I'm not promising we can end it tomorrow, but I promise you we're going to continue to make progress to eliminate systemic racism, and every branch of the White House and the federal government is going to be part of that effort.
So President Biden has basically said that everything that former President Trump talked about racial equity, he didn't really talk about that. The former president basically was a racist. He was a homophobe, and he wanted to overthrow the government. Did I mention that? So this executive orders to promote racial equality. President Biden orders his government to conduct equity assessments of its agencies and reallocate resources to advance equity for all, including people of color and others who have been historically underserved, marginalized, and adversely affected by persistent poverty and inequity. We had 8 years of a not perfect administration with President Obama and Vice President Biden. And then we had 4 years of, how do you say the opposite of perfect? Disastrous, terrible, trying to overthrow our government, an imbecile as president. I don't know how, and if he wants to sue me, feel free. But now we have to try to rework it. And racial equity is one of those things. Racial equality is one of those things that the new president and vice president, of course, will be working on. Now, a proclamation ending a ban on U.S. entry from Muslim majority countries. Biden's proclamation reversed Trump's policies that barred entry into the U.S. from seven predominantly Muslim countries and orders plans within 45 days for resuming visa processing. Those countries were Syria, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia. Did I mention that Saudi Arabia wasn't on that list? And do you know where 22 of the 24 9/11 terrorists came from? Saudi Arabia. But it wasn't on that list. The reason it wasn't on that list is because former President Trump wasn't worried about them being Muslim. He was worried about serving his base and making sure that people with different religious opinions and different religious beliefs weren't given a chance to come into the United States, especially if they were Muslim. So that has been reversed. People in countries like Iran and Yemen and Sudan and Somalia come to this country, as so many others do, because they're facing tragedy and disaster and a lack of democracy in their country and probably death for speaking out. So that's one reason. And there's many, many more. Now, an executive order requiring mask wearing on federal property was another one. You think that some of these ones on COVID-19, these executive orders, might have been done by the former president almost a year ago when this thing started. But you might remember former President Trump said that by last April, when it gets hot, and again, I'm not sure where it gets hot in April, not so much here, maybe in the southwest of the desert, but when it gets hot, COVID-19 was going to go away. That's what former President Trump said, and that wasn't quite accurate, but President Biden has mandated mask wearing and social distancing on all federal properties. While the president lacks the authority to institute a nationwide mask mandate, the order also encourages masking across America. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic broke out about a year ago, started a year ago, and could have been an early tackle by former President Trump, but it wasn't. He pretty much said it didn't exist. Everything was fine. Only old people got it, which only old people tend to die from it. But former President Trump seemed to think that old people weren't really that important, even though he's actually one of us. So one of the executive orders that President Biden has signed is an executive order coordinating a government-wide COVID-19 response. What if we had a government-wide COVID-19 response back in March or April of 2020? Where would we be right now? Would we have fewer than 430,000 Americans dead? I would think we would. Now, with the U.S. surpassing 400,000 in COVID-19 deaths earlier this month in January, Biden's order created the position of COVID-19 response coordinator, who will advise the president and oversee the distribution of vaccine, tests, and other supplies. So, better late than never, I guess, on that one. Now, an executive order revising immigration enforcement policies, revoking a Trump-era policy that cracked down on communities shielding undocumented immigrants from deportation. President Biden vowed to protect national and border security and address humanitarian challenges at the southern border. Keep in mind, he's not opening the borders up. He's just trying to reverse Trump's policies of killing people at the border, letting children starve to death, be separated from their parents and never see them again. It's a story, this terrible and tragic that we've talked about before, but this will help to reverse that by at least having some empathy and decency for people who are coming to this country. Because the only people native here, folks, are Native Americans, not us. Our ancestors came here just like that. So congratulations on that. Now, an executive order refocusing on the climate crisis and canceling the Keystone XL permit also was signed by President Biden. These are all on the first day, by the way. We're reporting this. He has a lot of executive orders, 46. Alongside a variety of actions to advance environmental justice, President Biden revoked the permit for the controversial Keystone XL pipeline, a 1,200-mile pipeline system projected to carry crude oil from Canada to the U.S. that cuts through indigenous lands. The measure also paused oil and gas leasing in the Arctic National Refuge. So let's get to one of the really big executive orders, in my opinion. They're one of the most, they're all important, and you may not agree with all of them. Certainly some of the ones on immigration and the border people may disagree with, and people disagree probably on everything that he's done, judging by the fact that Donald Trump had 75 million votes. By the way, President Biden had 82 million. But this executive order bans discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation. Now, in a move lauded by the LGBTQ community and advocates, President Biden's order will extend non-discrimination protection to members of the LGBTQ community, building off the landmark Supreme Court decision in Bostock versus Clayton County, Georgia, last year, to expand protections against discrimination based on sex in federal agencies to include sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression as well. President Biden and Vice President Harris are actually friends of the LGBTQ community. Former President Trump, however, said he was a friend of the community, but he wasn't. In actuality, he did a lot of things to hurt people and to make it harder, especially for transgender people, to survive and to thrive in our country, even to join the military to serve their country. Gay people, we've been in the military now for almost 6 years since the 2015 landmark Supreme Court decision. But in the meantime, a lot of Republicans, and I will say almost all Republicans, because Republicans are the ones that really hate gay people. We know that for a fact. And Donald Trump was just kowtowing to them. He didn't hate LGBTQ people or gay people at all. He worked with them in New York for 40 years. He hates not getting votes from people that hate LGBTQ people. That's the bottom line with former President Trump. I will say this to President Biden. Thank you. And we appreciate having you in the White House and Vice President Harris as the vice president with you, because now we can start thinking about helping people, like people in our community, in the LGBTQ community, and not kowtowing to people that are homophobic or racist or just hate the United States of America, like the people on January 6th. Another critical executive action, and this is an executive order actually, expands food assistance programs. President Biden ordered to extend the 15% increase in supplemental nutrition program benefits and allow states to increase SNAP emergency allotments, as well as increase benefits under another aid program, the Pandemic Electronic Benefits Transfer, which gives students money for food. Now you see the difference between Democrats and Republicans. Democrats are not perfect. But Democrats are out there talking about helping poor people, helping minorities, helping gay people, helping women. And Republicans are out there talking about doing something else to us. So think about that. For instance, if you're African American or you're Hispanic or you're gay and you voted for Donald Trump, boy, you've got some problems, folks. We will be back in just a moment with part two, and we are again celebrating our new president and vice president. I hope you're enjoying it. Please stay tuned for part two coming up on Making a Difference. Welcome back to Making a Difference, and thanks for listening, folks. Season 2, Episode 5, Biden Hits the Ground Running. Thanks again for listening. By the way, we will have some special episodes coming up where we're going to be covering exclusively in multiple episodes what happened on January 6th, 2021, a day that will go down in shame in the United States of America forever in our history books that I never, ever in my almost 63 years of living, thought we would see. So stay tuned for that. There's lots and lots to cover on the January 6th subject. We'll talk briefly about that today, but let's finish up this episode and talk some more about the executive actions and executive orders from President Biden. Be aware that there are instances where Congress may overturn a president's executive orders or executive actions, but that's not likely to happen very much, if at all, with the House controlled, although barely, by the Democrats, and the Senate 50-50, but with Vice President Kamala Harris as the tiebreaker. So let's look at some of the other executive actions that President Biden has made in the first 10 days of his presidency. Now, President Biden has an executive order pausing federal student loan payments. President Biden requested an extension of the freeze on federal student loan payments, writing that too many Americans are struggling to pay for basic necessities and provide for their families. Again, thinking of the American people, thinking of people struggling in the middle of this crisis, in this pandemic, and for the past, over 3 months, almost 3 months of former President Trump's presidency, he did nothing except complain about how the election was stolen when it wasn't. He didn't do anything. They didn't do anything at all in 4 years about the COVID-19 crisis. They didn't even have a task force. They didn't have a team. So you have to understand that President Biden and the team that's coming in right now, the Democratic team, has nothing to work with from the beginning. So an executive order President Biden made establishes the COVID-19 Healthy Equity Task Force. It will provide recommendations on the allocation of resources and funding in light of disparities in COVID-19 outcomes by race, ethnicity, and other factors. So keep that in mind also. By the way, there's 46 of these executive orders. I'm just covering some of them today because I think it's important to understand all. This is just the beginning of what has to be overturned from what Donald Trump has done to destroy this country. Here's another one, executive order expanding food assistance programs. President Biden's order aims to extend the 15% increase in supplemental nutrition program benefits and allow states to increase SNAP emergency allotments, as well as increase benefits under another aid program, the Pandemic Electronic Benefits Transfer, which gives students money for food. Now, I am not saying, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I was born and raised, except for my dad, who actually loves Donald Trump, but I was born a Democrat, raised by my grandma and by people like my sister, as I said before, who taught me and installed in me a love for liberal values, for caring about people who are poor, for caring about people who are homeless, for thinking about people who suffer. And so many other things that we haven't heard a word from hardly at all in the past 4 years. So this is important to help people who need help. That's what the government's supposed to do. And that's what Donald Trump was, pathetic at doing. Another executive order assisting veterans with debt. President Biden's order asked the Department of Veterans Affairs to consider a freeze on federal debt and overpayment collections from about 2 million veterans. And that will, the veterans folks are going to go along with that. But I wanted to play a little bit of more from President Biden, listening to him. This was just after the inauguration, and he was talking about how he was starting his presidency and what he had to do with all these executive actions. This is from The Guardian. So let's take a listen, folks.
The things we're going to be doing are going to be bold and vital, and no time to start like today. So what I'm going to be doing, I'm proud of today's executive action. So I'm going to start by keeping the promises I made to the American people. Long way to go.
Okay, well, he may have said that twice, but the president is definitely going to do everything he can to keep the promises he made to the 82 million people who voted for him. We hear so much about the 75 million who voted for Donald Trump. Think about the 82 million people who voted for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And that's who our president is, folks. And he won the Electoral College, in case you forgot. Now, there's also an executive order establishing benefit delivery teams. President Biden's order established a network of benefit delivery teams, which will coordinate with state and federal agencies to facilitate and distribute federal aid amid the pandemic. Again, you have to understand, it's not just a matter of reversing policies in the case of COVID-19. It's making policies that haven't existed for almost a year because we had the most inept and pathetic president in our history. Because we elected somebody to the presidency who never thinks of anything except for himself, doesn't care about anything but himself, and is a traitor to the United States. I'll say that over and over and over again. Now, on the sixth day of his term, President Biden issued an executive order reversing the transgender military ban. Remember former President Trump? He said he had a rainbow flag at one rally he was giving. It's so LGBTQ friendly. And yet he was the one who decided to pander to the far right wing and to the homophobes and ban transgender people from the military. Well, President Biden has reversed that. President Biden repealed the ban on transgender people serving openly in the military and ordered the Defense Secretary to, quote, immediately prohibit involuntary separations, discharges, and denials of reenlistment or continuation of service on the basis of gender identity or under circumstances related to gender identity. So again, reversing policies that a president who's not really homophobic, former President Trump, but pandered to people who are homophobic, pandered to people who are racist, because that's what got him votes. And that's the people we had at his rallies. Now, one of the more critical things that former President Trump did in one of his early executive actions was try to completely destroy the Affordable Care Act, which, of course, was created under former President Obama and former Vice President Biden, now President Biden. Well, President Biden has issued an executive order reinforcing Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. President Trump didn't want the Affordable Care Act or Medicaid or anything to benefit poor people or people who live in the city, people who live in the ghettos. People don't have access to health care. People don't have access to the children's health care. Former President Trump didn't care about that because they weren't super wealthy, ignorant, stupid people who supported him. So in an effort to counter Trump's attempts to strike down the Affordable Care Act, President Biden signed an order directing agencies to re-examine policies that undermined protections for people with pre-existing conditions, complicated the process of enrolling in Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act, and reduced coverage and affordability of the programs. So again, the Affordable Care Act, 20 million people benefit from it. 20 million people have health care from it. President Trump, former President Trump, I love to say that, his goal was to get rid of that. He doesn't care if 20 million poor people have, or children have access to health care or food or anything for that matter. Of course, he doesn't care about anything but himself. But we saw time and time again what President Trump's priorities were. Now, this order designates February 15th to May 15th as a special enrollment period for uninsured Americans to sign up on healthcare.gov for health insurance amid the pandemic. So think about that, folks. We're not solving all the problems. Everything that's been created by that pathetic president for 4 years is not going to be solved in just a few weeks or a few months or even during the whole 4 years that President Biden and Vice President Harris are in office. But what we can start to do is bring common sense back to Washington, common sense back to the White House. And more importantly than anything, empathy. Empathy for other people. And that's what politicians are supposed to do. I had a person on Facebook who told me, and many people have told me this, there really isn't any difference between Republicans and Democrats. January 6th, if nothing else, shows you there's a huge difference between Democrats and Republicans. This election was, of course, we talked about it time and time and time again, the most secure election in our history. It was proven time and time again. There was no widespread voter fraud. There was no voter fraud in most places, and it was tiny. In Georgia, they said 5,000 dead people voted. It was actually two, and it was a mistake in clerical error in paperwork, you could say. So, what is it about January 6th that we have to focus on ahead, looking ahead? Why can't we just go ahead and do what Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz from Texas, said for us to do? Is just let's put it all behind us. There's one big reason for that. If it was regular politics that has happened, I would say yes. January 6th changed all that. And we're going to be talking extensively in several episodes about January 6th. Remember, January 6th, 2021. Ingrain it in your brain. Ingrain it in your children, in your grandchildren, in people who maybe just really don't want to pay any attention because they don't like politics and they're tired of hearing about Donald Trump. Let's go back in those episodes and talk about what happened January 6th. President Biden is now trying to reverse some of that. And God bless him and Vice President Harris for what they're trying to do. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit before we close up what was said about President. This was when he was president-elect, right after January 6th, as we look to talking about that more in our future episodes. President-elect Biden said after the January 6th riot by the white Proud Boys and the QAnon and all the people that so many Republicans still love, who said the election was fake and decided to kill people in the Capitol and destroy our democracy and fly the Capitol flag through our U.S. Capitol, thinking the Confederate flag, I'm sorry, the Confederate flag doesn't represent anything good about our history. It represents our enemy, people who enslaved black people and people who killed black people and lynched them. That's what the Confederacy is about. That's what running through the Capitol with a Confederate flag means. Now, the president said that his goal is to restore the honor, integrity, and independence of the Justice Department. That's President Biden, by the way. You don't work for me. Your loyalty is not to me, but to this nation. So now it's time for us to take a step back as we close this episode and finish off the first 10 days of what I hope will be a very successful and wonderful presidency for President Biden. But I also want to be cautious because at this time, we still have a lot of problems, despite Donald Trump being down in Mar-a-Lago in Florida, planning his next 2024 presidential bid. We have 147 Republicans in the House who, even after the riot where people died and our democracy was defaced and shame came upon the American people, still voted to not certify the election after all that happened. So those are the people we have to talk about, folks. And that's what we have to focus on a lot in our future episodes. We're going to talk a lot about other issues and other things, and we're going to have hopefully a chance to talk about some things like bullying that are close to my heart and how we can help people directly with things like homelessness and the opioid crisis. But right now, we have some unfinished business to do. So, again, those are some of the executive actions and orders. You can go online, read all about them. You can read all of the executive orders, and you can even go back to George Washington if you want to and you have a lot of free time. But thanks for listening. We'll be back again, folks. And congratulations. And for the first time ever, I will say that to President Biden and Vice President Harris, making a difference. We will make a difference now. Now that we have treason and sedition out of the White House, and hopefully a lot of those people in prison for the rest of their lives. Thanks for listening. I'm Eric Crossley. Join us again next time for Making a Difference. Have a great day.